Used to be the Waggoner and the Waggoner's lad, Nagman, Carman. The old Carman, he used to help them with the dairy work. Then there'd be a couple of three labourers to help him, another chap like. And then there'd be the foreman or the master. There used to be the foreman there. No, it used to be different altogether to what they are now, you know. There's none hardly, there's none on the farms, like, no quantity to what they used to be, oh no. But of course, you see, when we had to do, when the work were done, we hand. And it's different now, you know, all machinery, you see. It's, of course, it's different altogether. They don't want them. Well, and you couldn't get them, in fact, because they won't eat.
No.
They don't want it. Don't want the work, no. No. Of course, in the summertime, harvest time and all, man. Well, there's any amount of work now, you know, as once done, but there's nobody wants it. So there's ditching and edge slashing and cutting and straightening up. I don't want it.
No.
No. But when they want to have collars and ties on, you see, we can't all lay them on. And sit on a still.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them who won't have a 7
bag,
don't they?
Oh, no, they don't want their... Well... Now we'll say, for instance, you'll be the same. You'll say fellas done at dinner time on Saturday. They don't start it, they'll not to bother them again not till Monday morning. They can go where they like and do what they like. Well, there's somebody got to be on a farm. Can't all leave you. So that's, they don't like them, you know. They all want to, well, they all get talking together and it naturally comes to them. I'm getting so much for what time I'm putting in. I'm doing 7 days a week and Sunday and, well, yeah, I ain't getting so much. Oh, bugger the job then, keep it. So that's how it is.
Yeah.
And all the young uns, the lads and that, they won't go in for it. You can't get a tardy lad. There's only one here out of one out of 20. As is interested. And not
perhaps
that.
Not
no. As is interested in our work, you know. Oh, no. Ah, well, you see, they ain't used to be this here buzz work and you know taking them out. You never seen a buzz well when they were on a damn motor, neither. That's different altogether, you see. You had to go, if you had any biggest part on it, you've got to walk, or else get in an old Austin cart. A trap, you know. Oh. There was none of this, you know, to work. The same with the box, them opening filings with the start, you know. No. First, that's the first I seen when two young fellas up at Cross End, top end of the village. They had one of these old big whales, you know, the little one.
Ah, yes.
Oh. Them was the first bark I ever seen. Mm-hmm. Then the one on them, he set up a low one, you know, with two, with solid tires then, boy, you know, that the rubber was solid. Little narrow whale. And then he got up to these blowed up tires, you know. I'd only been on a bark once, see? And my oldest daughter, I bought one from Nuneaton and I said, oh, I'll never go and say if I can't ride it. So I went up as far up, just up the road here and back. And that's the only time as I was on it. Because my wife, is this going down? What are you doing?
It's just warming it up, it's all right.
my wife, I said, I'll learn to ride a bark. I says, you won't. I says, I shall never know who you are. He says, you'll always be rebelling off on the bark. I'll never know who you are. So I never said, I never had one.
Ah.
No, and I tell you, I didn't get on again. But I wish many a time I had, for it had been very useful, you know, getting about. Could nip on and gone. But I was afraid I was riding off with some other woman, you know.